Hi everybody, today's passage is Mark chapter 14. We're reading from verses 26 to 42. Mark 14, 26 to 42. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though they all fall away, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said emphatically, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you." They all said the same. And they went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came to the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Let me start with a few questions here. Have you ever felt deserted? Or maybe abandoned? Or even just very alone? Well, when I read this passage, these are some of the words that come to mind. Jesus and his disciples, they finished their Passover meal, and it says that after they sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, a place that they frequented. While they're there, Jesus foretells that his disciples will be scattered, and even tells Peter directly that he will deny Jesus three times. Of course, they all deny it, but their actions immediately following this only support Jesus' point. They all go up to a place called Gethsemane to pray, and we can see that Jesus is in deep anguish. In verse 33, it says that he began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he says in the following verse, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death." What is Jesus so distressed about? Well, he knows that great and tragic pain and sorrow is soon to come. This is why Jesus even cries out to God in verse 36, "Remove this cup from me." The cup Jesus is referring to here is the cup of wrath or fury of God. We see this type of language used in the Old Testament. Jesus knows that his impending death isn't simply a physical death, but taking on the sin of the world and the great punishment that comes with it, separation from God. And that's, again, the cup that he's referring to here. Knowing this, knowing the magnitude of suffering that is to come, Jesus cries out to God, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me." So you see this deep sorrow and anguish that Jesus is going through. Yet, in one of the lowest and darkest points in his life, Jesus finds that his disciples, his close friends, are fast asleep. He wakes them up and returns to prayer, prays the same thing, deep pain, and then checks on his disciples again, and once again finds them asleep. This happens another time, and so you can imagine how Jesus might feel at this point. Three times, he's crying out these prayers, and he's filled with sorrow, and yet he finds that his disciples are fast asleep. No, I mean, they haven't physically abandoned him, but they've already left. You know, they're not really present there with him. Jesus is alone, feeling deserted at one of the lowest points of his life. What's amazing to me here, though, however, is that Jesus is still set on his mission. Yes, we see in this passage that he cries out to God to take away his cup. And on one hand, that might feel weird to some of us. It might make you think or wonder, does this mean that he didn't want to follow through on this? Does it mean he didn't want to die on behalf of the world? When you think about it some more here, though, I actually don't think it's all that weird. Because, I mean, let's be real here. Who wants to die in this kind of situation? And again, more than the physical death itself, Jesus knew full well that this death meant that he would be separated from God. That's what he really does not want. That's the pain, the sorrow that he feels. And I mean, who would want that? So rather than this being a Jesus complaining or trying to get out of something, we actually can see this more as just an honest prayer to God. While also at the same time, one I think that's far more devoted than any prayers I think any of us could offer in that same situation. Because even though Jesus does say this, you know, remove this cup from me, he immediately follows it up by saying, yet not what I will, but you will. Of course, Jesus isn't looking forward to death and this separation from the Father in the sense that you would look forward to some fun event coming up. Of course it's not like that. But at the same time, he also knows that what is most important is for God's will to be done. Despite the deep sorrow and anguish that he was feeling in that moment, despite the sense of loneliness and abandonment that he likely felt as his disciples were fast asleep, Jesus was still set on fulfilling the mission, a mission that would save you and me and the whole world. So let's go back to the question I started with. Have you ever felt abandoned or deserted or very alone? Maybe you feel that way now in this current season. Well, my encouragement for you today is to look to Jesus. Jesus, who even in his moment of great despair, did not lose sight of God and the purpose set before him. The one who turned to the Father and came before him in full honesty, while also fully acknowledging that God's way is better than any other way. I want to be very clear here that I'm not simply telling you to just suck it up and trudge on and ignore the sorrows or pains you might be feeling. Rather, again, I'm encouraging all of us to look to Jesus, the one who knows your pain and is there with you. In fact, in that loneliness or pain or sorrow that you feel, give that to him. And as you do so, I encourage all of us today to recognize that he is with you. That Jesus is with you, and he knows what is best in all circumstances. Jesus endured this deep sorrow, even in the midst of pain and loneliness, for you and for me. He knows how you feel. So let's look to him always. Let's look to him and also follow his example, continuing to look to the Father, following where he goes, trusting that he knows what is best, that his will be done, not our own. Let me pray for us to close. Oh Lord God, I thank you for this word, and not only for just this passage, but Lord, for your obedience. Father, we admit that obedience is hard. We don't always want to go through and do things, especially when it's not convenient or comfortable for us. But Jesus, what you went through, it far exceeded just comfort or convenience. You endured the cross. And as we read here, it's not that it was something that was enjoyable in the sense that, you know, you really delighted in this. You honestly prayed that God would take this away. And yet you, Lord, you knew that to follow the will of God is far greater than anything else. Help us to have that type of attitude. Help us to know that your way is best, Lord. And God, in order for us to do this, help us to be people who look to you, who continue to trust in you, come to you with our sorrows, our pains, our struggles, and give it all to you, Lord. So God, we thank you for this time in your word today. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.